For this Tuesday, April 1st, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Posey County EMS says that you can join them for a free car seat checkup and lead testing clinic today. No appointment is needed. You can stop by and make sure your little ones are safe and secure. It will take place from 1 until 5 p.m. this afternoon at the MSD of North Posey's Ascension St. Vincent Tri-State Clinic, which is located at 4922 Highway 65 in Poseyville. Two people were charged with neglect of a dependent in Mount Vernon after authorities say marijuana was found inside of a vehicle while a six-month-old was sleeping in the back seat. According to an affidavit, officers pulled over Keaton Whitney, 26 years of age, this past Friday after he was seen driving above the speed limit in the center of Leonard Road in Mount Vernon. Officers reported being able to smell marijuana inside the vehicle. Whitney reportedly denied having any marijuana in the car, but one of the officers at the traffic stop noted that the passenger, who was Caitlin Willem, 24 years of age, was texting someone saying that she was about to go to jail. During a search of the vehicle, authorities reported finding approximately 1.03 grams of marijuana underneath the seat where Willem had been sitting. The affidavit notes the bag was lying next to a child's toy and a container of formula, which Willem said she has been feeding to the six-month-old in the backseat of the vehicle. Willem and Whitney were both arrested and charged with possession of marijuana and neglect of a dependent. DCS was called to the scene to take custody of the infant in the backseat of the vehicle. Emergency crews responded to a vehicle that rolled into the Ohio River in Posey County. According to the Mars Township Fire Department, the unoccupied vehicle rolled into the water on Sunday night and was reported to authorities the following morning. The vehicle was located off the bank and successfully retrieved. Friends of Harmony State Park is asking for volunteers to join them this Saturday from 9 a.m. until 12 noon for an invasive species removal. They say to meet at the campground gatehouse at 9 a.m. You should wear long pants, long sleeves, and work shoes. They will provide safety glasses and gloves. Volunteers are encouraged to bring their own water and snacks. The University of Southern Indiana is expected to announce its next president later this week. The search began last year after former president Ronald Roshan left to take a new job at California State University. Officials say the trustees will meet on campus Wednesday afternoon to vote and will then make the announcement afterwards. The new president will succeed Stephen Bridges, who has been serving as the interim president. Last night in local high school sports, North Posey softball beat Harrison in five innings, 20-2. Vikings softball plays again this evening at home against Henderson County at 5:30. North Posey baseball is home tonight as they will take on South Knox at 5 o'clock, and Mount Vernon softball hits the road to face Bossy at 5:30. From Major League Baseball on Monday, the St. Louis Cardinals suffered their first loss of the season in 10 innings at home against the Los Angeles Angels 5-4. The Cardinals are 3-1 and will play game two of their series against the Angels tonight at 6:45. In the NBA from last night, the Indiana Pacers trailed by 16 points in the second half and came back to defeat the Sacramento Kings at home, 111-109. Aaron Nesmith led the way with 24 points, Obi Toppin added 19 points, and Tyrese Halliburton had 18 points and 11 assists. The Pacers are 44-31 overall. They play again at home tomorrow evening against the Charlotte Hornets. That's news and sports for this Tuesday, April 1st. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Tuesday. Your weather forecast is next.